Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the New York Yankees and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The second baseman, Raymore Hart. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Musel. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Mark Kernig. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Julie Wera. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Grabowski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Pipgras. Pitching for the New York Yankees, George Pipgras. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting second. The right fielder, Herschel Bennett. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Spencer Adams. Batting seventh. The catcher, Leo Dixon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ernie Wingard. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ernie Wingard. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs takes first base on ball four. Raymore Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. More Hart is called out on strikes. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth takes first base on ball four. Combs moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Combs tags and moves to third. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tony Lazzari now playing second base. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett hits a pop-up towards short. Kernig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grabowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes O'Rourke. The throw from Grabowski and he is safe. O'Rourke steals second. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mark Kernig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kernig hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Julie Wera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wera hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Wera reaches second base with a double. Kernig goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Yankees. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski hits a fly ball into right field. Bennett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wera tags and moves to third. One out. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is called out on strikes. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Combs takes first base on ball 4. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams strikes out. One out. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice moves to third. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Grabowski to Koenig covering second. The throw back to home, and Rice is out at the plate. Dixon moves to second. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ruth hits a line drive towards first. Sisler can't make a play. That's a base hit. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Gehrig hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ruth tags and moves to second. One out. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-1 in the game. Musel hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Rice. Musel reaches second base with a double. Ruth moves to third. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julie Wera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ernie Wingard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingard hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke is called out on strikes. Two outs. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0-for-1 in the game. Bennett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Pipgras, and towards Lazzari, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Grabowski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 0-for-1 in the game. Pipgras hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 1 in the game. Sisler hits a pop-up towards third. Wera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Williams reaches second base with a double. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Williams moves to third. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Pipgras. Williams scores. It's Yankees, 1, Browns, 1. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a pop-up towards short. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Browns 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 1 in the game. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ruth hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Bennett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 0 in the game. He has two sacrifice flies. Gehrig hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dixon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wera fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ernie Wingard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingard is 0 for 1 in the game. Wingard hits a line drive towards short. Koenig catches it and throws to first to double up Gerber. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Browns 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Musel hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a fly ball into right field. Bennett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julie Wera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wera hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Grabowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0 for 2 in the game. Bennett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 2 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pipgras can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bennett moves to second. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a line drive into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bennett tags and moves to third. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sisler. The throw from Grabowski and he is safe. Sisler steals second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Browns 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Grabowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 0 for 2 in the game. Pipgras hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Combs hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Rice. Combs reaches second base with a double. Pipgras moves to third. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 2 in the game. Lazzari hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pipgras scores. Combs scores. Lazzari moves to second. It's 3-1, Yankees. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lazzari moves to third. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. He has two sacrifice flies. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lazzari scores. Gehrig moves to second. It's 4-1, Yankees. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gehrig scores. Musel moves to third. It's 5-1, Yankees. Ernie Nevers now pitching. Julie Wera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Dixon and he throws it away. That's a double steal and an error. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Yankees. Julie Wera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wera is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nevers juggles the ball. That's an error on Nevers. Koenig scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, Yankees. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Grabowski hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dixon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pip Gris can't make a play. That's a base hit. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gerber hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grabowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Nevers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nevers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Browns 1. The Yankees will come to bat. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pipgras strikes out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Combs hits a ball on the ground into center field, out of the reach of Rice. Combs reaches second base with a double. Tony Lazare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazare is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Lazare takes first base on ball 4. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ruth for the out. Combs moves to third. Lazare moves to second. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has 2 sacrifice flies. Gehrig hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 10-1. Yankees. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Musel hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bennett takes first base on ball 4. O'Rourke moves to second. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sisler strikes out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in back of first. Lazare settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Lazare. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a pop-up towards short. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the Browns 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Koenig hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juli Wehra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehra is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wehra hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Grabowski hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wehra moves to second. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pipgras hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Dixon hits a pop-up towards third. Wehra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gerber hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Musel. Gerber reaches second base with a double. Bing Miller pinch hits for Ernie Nevers. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gerber scores. It's 10-2, Yankees. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. O'Rourke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miller moves to third. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bennett takes first base on ball 4. O'Rourke moves to second. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 10-6, Yankees. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 10, and St. Louis Browns, 6. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.